This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yaimi Kinim Gimel Vav Go Gav. This is the last Mishnah in Kinim. For those who are going to be very disappointed to say goodbye to Kinim. And additionally, it's the last Mishnah in Taras. And Kachem, sorry. Kachem. Sorry about that. About to start Taras, Mitz Hashem. Tomorrow, this is a very exciting day, Rabbi says. Maybe we won't finish the last words. Leave it for the Siyam, Mitz Hashem. We'll have a Siyam. It'll be very exciting. Let's go, Rabbi say Chazu. Yesterday we did. Dalet and Hey. Dalet. Okay. They say all these last few Mishnayos are made from Shatim. And we're just going to go with the one with the Reisman edition of Mishnayos for simplicity's sake. Okay. A chatos, a oila, and a stuma. Two women. They brought in chatos, oila, mefreshes, and stuma. That's from yesterday. And they should have done is this, you get a chatos, you get the oila that you need. You both need a chatos and oila, and then we'll split up the stumas, and everything would have been shalom al Yisrael. One of the women already brought a chatos, one of them already brought an oila. So that should have worked. That should have worked. The Kayin should have done what he's supposed to do. Okay. Also, Kulamalon, if you Kayin did all of them on top. I didn't put it here. Okay. If the Kayin did all of them on top, he brought them all as oilos. Well, that's a problem. Because half of these were chatos. So three kosh, three pasul. If you put them all down below, like a chatos. No, that's a problem, because there's three oilas here. Mesa kosh, mesa pasul. If you split it up, now, they say over here, he did not mix up the kinim. He did not mix up the pears. But he thought all separate, one, each one was stumais. Okay? So in each pear, he did one oiflamal, one oiflamato. The ones that were mufrashais, these and these are going to be puzzle because you might mix them up. The kanstuma is going to be kosher because then you can decide which one you want. That's fine. Fine. In kosher stuma, the only pair that's kosher is the stuma. Vimis chalekes beinehen. And these women are going to have to go bring, they both have to bring another two pairs more.
They're going to sue him in the best day.
They're going to sue him. Okay. All right. You let me know how that goes. I didn't hear that. Which Sanhedrin handles those claims. But anyways, they're going to have to go bring two more pairs, Beshutvis. Yeah. I mean, they're going to say... No, he also, right, the stuma, he didn't know who he brought it for. Oh, so really, we'll say that, so we bring one more kan for whoever the stuma was for, then this will be for the other lady, and then each of one of us needs a chas, one of us is oil, I'll bring that, and then we'll be all good. Okay. Hey. Chatos shenisarva b'choiva. Okay. Chatos birds. Got mixed up with chayvos, with stumais, and equal amounts. Now, we've discussed these cases already in the past. The difference is this Mishnah is the Kohen did not ask. He just went and brought them all. He was, the past we had Kohanim that were, you know, asked. He did not ask. Okay. Maybe he didn't realize. Fine.
Okay.
So, chatos sarva b'chayv, equal amounts. So, let's keep it straight. Two chatois got mixed up with one kan. Okay? In kosher, elamin chatois shebechayva. How many chatois were in the chayva? One. Only one bird is kosher. What happened over here? How many? Where did he bring these birds? He brought them half and half, half top, half on top, half on bottom. So, here he had two chatois that got mixed up with the chatos and an oila. Worst case scenario, the two chatois ended up on top. In that case, you'd end up with only one kosher, the chatas that's down here. The oil here is not possible. Yeah, one quarter. Next case. Chayva were double the amount of chatas. two chatos. Got mixed up with two stumos, two kind of stumos, two with four, two intruders into four of four hosts. Okay. Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Same thing, right? Did I read that right? Yeah. So here the case, the halach is mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Okay, let's go through it straight. Let's get this. So here, two chatos came in two, four stumais. Worst case scenario, okay? Three chatos ended up upstairs. Downstairs, then you had a chatos. That's good. No. Two chatos ended up upstairs. The third one upstairs would be an oila. There, in this case. Two chatos and upstairs, that would be an oila, that'd be good. They didn't get two chatos kosher down below. So it'd be mechza kosher, mechza pasul, three out of six. Three out of six would be good. The worst case scenario, right? Yeah. Right, even though these two chatos came up top, this is a stuma. The stuma could be an oila. So you get one hip here, good. Now you go down below, and he's still got two chatos left, the stuma. And just one more oil that's pulsed down below here. All right. Last case. Chatos, shnayim b'chayv, was the opposite. Four chatos came into a stuma. Four chatos came into a stuma. Worst case scenario. All three chatos ended up on top. Okay. Where's your fourth chatos? Down below. There's going to be chatos, oila, chatos. All puzzle. There's going to be two chatos that are kosher down here. Two out of six are kosher. Minin shebechayva kosher. Minin shebechayva is kosher. Two out of four. Did I get that right? Nachmo. This kid's confused. Chatos shnayim b'chayva. Four chatos into one stuma. Right. Four chatos into one stuma. Six birds. Three on top, three. The worst case scenario. Three on top were chatos. They're a puzzle. Then one chatos went downstairs. That was kosher. Kan stuma, one kosher, one puzzle. So you end up with two kosher. The minyan nach shebechayva kosher. Fine. V'chein oilash and sarva bechayva. If they're equal numbers, ain't kosher, min oilash shebechayva. And of oilash you have in the chayva. That's the first case. One bird, 25%. Chayva shnayim ba'oila. The chayvas were double of the oila. Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Three out of six. Oila was shnayim b'chayva. The visitors were double of what was there previously. Hamin shebechayva kosher. The meaning that we're in the chayva or kosher. Okay. Oh. Ready? Next mishnah. Time to erase because we got to get to work. Okay. Let's go. Okay, Rabbi Zay. Mishnah Vav. Again, many different pshatim is Mishnah. We're going to go with the one that they go with. All right, let's review for a minute. A woman, she could bring oifas that are chayvis. If it's a chayva, oif echad l'oila, oif echad l'chatas. Or she could bring a neder. When you bring a neder, generally speaking, they would bring two birds. You could bring one, but generally speaking, it would be two. Both oilas, okay? All right. This woman is going to be obligated in chayvis and nedavas. And we're talking about a kayin, who unfortunately really didn't do a good job. Yishashom, a woman said, Hare alai, Cain, I will bring a Cain, two oilis, a pair. Kshelezach, when I give birth to a boy. Now, she's going to anyways have to bring karbanos of yoledes, which depends if she's going to bring one bird, two birds, depends if she's rich, she's poor. Say if she's poor, she's going to bring two birds. But she wants to really give thanks to Hashem. She says, if I have a boy, I'm going to bring an extra two birds. That's Gevaldik. So far, so good. Well, things are going to get a little messy soon. Yelda Zachar, Mazel Tov, she had a boy. Shalom Zachar. Okay. So, maybe Ishti Kinim, she brings two pairs. Ach, Znidra Vach, Zachai Vasa. Ah, it's an easy Mishnah. She said that she does what she said she would do. Gevaldik. Why is she bringing you two birds for Yelda? She's poor. She's poor. She's Yaniya. Okay. Everything was going well. Until it wasn't. Nisanosam l'koyin. She hands them over to Mr. Cohen to bring them. V'akoyin tzarech lasos. He should have done. Shalosh prayed him three birds milmalon on top. Because three are oilis, yeah. Uh-huh. Three, the two nadavas and the one chayva, yeah. And achas mamata, one down below for the chatos. That would have been beautiful. Loyasa Cain. The Kayin did not do that. Halasa, Shtayim Lamalon, Vishtayim Lamaton. He got confused. He thought they're both Chayves. He thought she's a Yoledes and a Zava and whatnot. And he decides, you know what? Now, that's a very bad thing because. These two oilas, those are good. Mm-hmm. She was chayav three oilas and one chatos. But this is going to be puzzle. This is an oil that was brought downstairs. That's not good. Check, check, check. It's going to be puzzle. That's not good. So what does she do? Tzrichalovi oid preida. Achas, bring another oila. Another bird. Another bird. Fine. We always assume you bring the chayvos before the nedavos. That seems to be the understanding. So the first two he brought as the chayva, which is oil and chatos. Then there was the nedava, which is oil and oil. So oil, you went down below with other oil, that's no good. Okay. And of course, you have to bring the same type of bird, whether tor or benenyoina. You always make sure you have to match them up. Oh, yeah, that's another thing they say over here. When you bring two oilois for an adava, they have to be the same type. So they made a point of that somewhere around here. I remember seeing that. And that's very important. It's going to come up again later today. Okay? Fine. Let's go weiter. She brings one more bird. The kayin, a krevena lamal. The kayin will bring it upstairs like an oila. He goes and brings another bird for a third oil. Gevaldik. Okay. This applies. Mimin Echad. If everything was the same type. They're all Tayrin or Ben Yoina. Okay. However, Shnei Minim, if the two pairs that she brought originally to the Kohen were two different types, one tar and one ben, one pair was tarim and one pair was ben yoina. And the Kohen does not remember. So, I'm going to make this a little different. Okay, how are we going to make tarim and ben yoinas? How about this? Tar It's going to be like that. And Benyamin is going to be like that. All right? Fine. Weiter. So she came into the Kohen with two Tyrim and two Bnei Yaina. And we don't know which one the Kohen brought first for a Chayva, which one for a Nadara. We don't know this new bird that she has to bring, one more, what should she bring? The Kohen says, listen, if you brought, first you brought for my Chayv, the Bnei Yainas, then you messed up my Nadava, I'll bring one more of these. One more tar. I don't know. Did she say which one was going to be which? Didn't say. Yeah. Did she say which pair were going to be for Chai, which one was Nadava? When she brought them to the Kohen, it wasn't specified which one was or which. She just brought them four birds. All right. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be clear. Okay, so what's she going to have to do now? So she's going to have to bring another Oila, one of these, another one of those, a Tar and a Benyana, because she doesn't know which one she's missing. Okay, another one will just be an extra bird. Fine. Okay, that's that. Let's make it a little more complicated because life is never quite complicated enough. Parsha Nidra, she said when she made her neder, it's going to be a certain type. Tar Mribnei Yonah. She liked one of them better. One of them were prettier. And she forgot which one she said. And now she brought two pairs. She brought Terem Bnei Yaina, one for Chayv, one Adavra. And the Kayan messed them up. So when she said what she was going to bring, when she made her neder, she specified which one she was going to bring, Terem Bnei Yaina. But then she forgot. In that situation, what would you say to her to do? Bring two pairs. Two Tars, two Bnei Yainas, because you have to cover all your bases. Right? But she didn't do that. And then the Kohen messed up. What do you do now? Sharicha Lavi Oit Slaisha Praidim. Three more birds. Miminachod. She needs to bring three more birds. For an Oila. If. Did I read this? So, what would you tell her to do here? Let's go through. Oh my gosh. See me like it. She was supposed to have brought originally she should have walked into the Beis HaMikdash with three kinim, three pairs, one for the chayva and two for the nadava, because she doesn't remember which one she said. Fine. Okay, that's what she should have done. Fine. Okay. Lamaisa, she didn't do that. She brought in two pairs. That one of them will be for a chayva. The second one is a suffik if it worked for nadava. Besides that, it also, one bird was done below. Therefore, she should bring another oila of the min that she brought. Plus a pair of the other type. Aha. So that means like this. If she walked into the base of Mikdash with four tayrim, and then one of them was pasul. So on the tzad that she was chayev, a tar, so then, okay, so one was good, one was pasul, bring another tar. On the tzad she was chayev ben yoni, she has to bring in two ben yoni, she didn't bring in any. So she's got to bring three birds. Mishnei minim. But if originally she walked in the base of Midrash with two minim, and she doesn't know which one the kohen brought for chayv, which one for nedava, she now needs to bring in four birds, two tars, two bnei yonas. She does not know which min was the oila, which one was nedava, which one was the chayva. She doesn't know if she just needs to bring one more bird or she needs to bring two. I mean, she doesn't know. She doesn't know which one was done, right? It could be she just needs to bring one tar for the one that became pasul and then two ben yonas. Could be she has to bring one ben yonah for the one that became pasul and two tars. Therefore, she better off just bring two of each. Oh my. Oh my. Okay, fine.
Why don't we just get a new coin? Why don't we get a new coin? One that knows what's what.
I'm like, whoa, okay. A lot to keep track of. Got it? You got what we just said? Got what we just said. She didn't know, she didn't remember if she was Menadev, Tor, or Ben Yoina. So we really should have brought a pair of each. Okay, she didn't do that. She brought, let's say, four Torim. So then, fine. Then you bring in, you say, and the Kohen mixed it up. So you bring one more Tor. In case it was Tor, then I just have to bring one more because someone's brought it down below. Ben Yoina, I'll bring in two Ben Yoinas. I'll bring three birds. But if I don't even know, I brought a Tor and Ben Yoina, I don't know which one the Kohen did for my Chayva or my Nedava, then I have many Sfeikas here. Because it's possible, after being two ben yoinas, because maybe he did tarim for my oila, for my nedava, and I'm supposed to bring ben yoinas. I got to bring ben yoinas now, or the opposite. So I got to bring four. Fine. Okay, I think I got it. Whoa. Ready for more excitement? It doesn't end. It just does not end. Oh, boy, this Mishnah. Kava Nidra. This woman, she's really got a sense of humor. Okay. Besides the fact that she said, I'll say which one I'm going to bring for my nether.
Yeah.
She made another condition. And I'm going to bring it together with my chayva. Therefore, she should bring a kan chayva with her nedava. That's what she wanted. All come together. Everyone should come together. Aha. And I don't remember what I said, which type. And she brings two kinim. And the kayan did them and messed them up. Did two on top, two on bottom. Hear the maizah. So now, she's got all the problems she had before, but she's got an additional problem. She can't bring just her nedava. Mm-mm. You said, lady, that you're going to bring your nedava with your chayva. One big carbon. Now, so what should we do? Bring your nedavas with another oila That'll be the type that you brought for your chayva. Now, that's not mamash what you said, because your chayva, you were already yotzei. But she understood, we understand from her words that if she can't mamash bring with the chayva, because it's impossible, the chayva's already brought, she'll bring it with a bird of the type, a bird of an oil of the type that she brought as her chayva. Now, filu, if she brings an oila, one oila, from her nadava with her chayva, right. So she always has to bring three oilas together. Okay. So Imkain, she definitely was not yaitse her nadava. Why not? Oh, because she has to bring two. She said both nadavas will come with the chayva. So even though really one here might have been yaitse, because one, it could be that oila nadava was the right type, but it wasn't. Didn't come both with the other one with the chayva. So none of them yaitse. So now she needs to bring three more oilas, two nadavas, and two for nadava, and one for it to come together with the min of the chayva.
Out of control. Tzrich lahavi, oid chameish preidim.
Five more birds. She must now bring a pair of tayrim and a pair of benyaynas because of her suffix of her nether, that we know. She must bring an additional bird of the same type as her chayva because of this special condition she made, that we know. Now, even though one of the oilas, one of her nadavas was yet designed already, it doesn't help. Because she said she was going to bring two oilas together with the chayva. She must bring two oilas. So she must bring two kinim from each min for a suffix, and one more oif for the chayva to bring the neder. That's assuming the original was one type, that we know which one the chayva was. But if it's a mishnei minin, the original, then she needs to bring three, six. The two chayvas, the two tayrim, two ben yainas for a suffix gedava, and then the extra because of the, to make up for the chayva one that she has to come along with. This is unbelievable. Okay. But it's possible that we can make it more complicated. Nisanasam lekayin. She gave them to the kayin. And you do a manasna. I don't remember what I gave him. Oh, was all term open at yain or half and half? The kayin did him. Any Dubasi also. He also forgot. What he did with them. There's no anything. Two years and two bananas for a nether. And shtayim for the chayva. And a chatas for her chayva. It could be everything that was done before. We're all done lamata. And nothing helps for neder. There's no which one she was menader. She's bringing four birds, nine from each one for neder. She also must bring a kan for a chayva. While it's possible that all of the birds originally were brought lamala as oilis, or alamata as chatayis. So she also has to bring in echad oil echad chatas. Okay. But it's possible that one of the birds brought previously was brought lamata chatas, and she was eitzer chatas. And then she has to bring an oil from that min. This is according to Tanakama that the oil has to always follow the same min as the chatas. So she must bring now two oilas for chayva.
And she also has to bring a chatos. Because maybe she was not yet see the chatos before. So she has to bring, then she has to bring four nedavas. So therefore, it comes out with seven birds altogether. Three tar and three b'nei oila, and one echad for a chatos. Oh my. She didn't specify what the chayva would be, apparently, so the chayva is flexible. Azay oimer. Shnei chatoyis. What are you talking about? One from each. But Azay says, ha'kol olch acharishon. Could be that all the oifas before were balamala, and she was Yetzer Oila. And now she has to bring a chatos from the same min. But she doesn't know which min was brought first. Now she has to bring chatos from both minim. So eight birds. Six terim, six penayana, two chatos. Amr Rabbi Yeshua. Zerush Amru. This is what they say. Kishu chai kol echad. When he's alive, his voice is one. Kishamez, when he's dead, kol sheva, his voice is seven. Kitzit kol sheva. How does a dead animal have seven voices? Shtei karn of two horns. Two horns. Shtei chatzayis that turn into two trumpets. Shtei sheikov, it's two thighs, the bones. Shnei chalim, it's two flutes. You really make it out of bones? Really? Okay. Oroi is sides, l'soif, for a drum. Right? Soif is a drum?
There's a trumpet.
No.
Drum.
Is me'av his innards l'navalim for harps? How do you say naval? Lyre?
Intestines are the harps.
Harps.
Harp.
But in me'av, his intestines are harps. What's me'av for? The one before harp? Lyre.
Stomachs are liars.
Liars, yeah. Those were the liars. The ish, I mean, some say you could add another one. Simrei is wool is for the tcheles of the Kohen Gadol's me'il that has wells on it to make noise. And we will leave the last words for the Siyam Ritz Hashem.
When's there going to be a Siyam?
Next Shabbos, when everyone else finishes. We're way ahead. Next Shabbos. We'll do it at the 8:50 Kiddush. Not the Shabbos, next Shabbos. Because we're finished, but the rest of the Mishnah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.